Nem osztály.
I just want to start by acknowledging some of us are here with jet lag. Some of us are awake very early or very, very late. And that shows a tremendous commitment. We're all showing a tremendous commitment by being here, aren't we? Taking 5 days out of our lives when it would be easier not to, let's just say, all the things that we have to rearrange and do to be here in this time. So I want to acknowledge that because it's important. It's easy to override that and just in your own mind to justify, it's easier to justify why you couldn't have been here today than why you can. So you made it, you know, you're here. And that's huge in itself, isn't it? The fact that we are in this sacred space together, all of us. And let's also go a little bit further, and we're not randomly a group of people just arrived at the same retreat together, either virtually or here in person. It's been designed this way. Your questions, your challenges, your obstacles are all everyone's obstacles. And we'll see this as these sessions unfold, as the questions come, and the answers come, and the deepenings and the epiphanies and all of that, and the tears and the laughter and everything that unfolds is the divine unfolding of your own awakening. Not obstacles coming up in the way to see if you can awaken, but your awakening already occurring, and then releasing here the things that are holding you back, that are no longer in alignment with who you are seeing yourself to be. That's really all that's happening here. Something already in progress in the body and mind, at least, because you are already the self. Something in progress in the body and mind. And it kind of accelerates when we make this commitment to be here in retreat. And we need to acknowledge that. That you're already clear enough, awake enough to realize the value of being here. To understand the power of a loving group that embraces compassion and wants to make a real difference. It's important, that, isn't it? Where we're coming from. And I want to kind of see if I can, through this time we've got this session, if I can kind of explain where it goes from here and how it unfolds, because there was a lot of things for me that didn't really, they weren't that obvious, that occurred after awakening, seeing deeper and clearer. How life unfolds after that is not really so much talked about, I don't think. Maybe, you know, the peace and the love and the joy and all of that, but what difference does it make to our everyday lives and those around us if we complete this seeing deepen and deepen and deepen and deepen? Because probably everybody in this retreat has someone back at home who it was difficult to leave, challenging to come away from, or some situation going on where it'd be challenging. It would have been easier to stay at home. It would have been easy to justify that in our own minds. Some situation, some place we're needed, somebody who depends on you, some challenge that's going on right now, and asking us ourselves to just kind of, life is asking us to just step out of that for this time being for a greater purpose. And that's not always easy. And then especially to be in silence for 5 days, just kind of switching off from what was going on before you left, in a way, before you arrived virtually or physically. So it's important to recognize that what we're doing here is helping those that we have left at home in a way that is so incredibly powerful. It does need to be said that awakening isn't a selfish thing, is it? It is the unfolding through a particular body-mind vehicle of a safe, open, and free space where we can embrace our own challenges and emotions and patterns that are coming to the surface. And then applying that to everybody we meet, starting with those nearest and dearest physically, relationships, our families, our siblings, our parents, our children. Understanding that that is going to impact everyone around us, that what we're doing here is the most important thing we could be doing. We got tissues there. So as a mother myself, it was particularly challenging to tear myself away this retreat. It would have been a lot easier to stay home. But my focus became, this is the way it changed for me after a clearer seeing. What is the best way now to help those around me? And by those around me, I mean not only my own family, my own children, also all of you and all of humanity and all of the planet, everything. What is the best way now to help? What is going to make the most difference to those that I can impact? What does that look like? What can I do now? And far from an absence of desire, there was for me a massive, massive upsurge in desire as seeing deepened. Desire to somehow communicate what has been seen and make it accessible, break down the ideas that we have that get in the way of the embodiment of this in others. A real clear, deep, authentic seeing that awakening is just our natural state returning is going to lead to a massive desire to help other people see this too, and then the whole planet. Not that I'm saying you've got to save the planet or anything, but that might accidentally happen, you know? It's possible as a human being to live from a place where your very presence is transformative to others. Before you even say anything, starting with your own body mind that we've been doing in the silent sittings and we talked about last night. What happens when I don't judge myself with this idea? Reject myself with this idea that I am not how I'm supposed to be in this moment. Then there's a peace that descends, a quietness, a stillness in this body mind. And naturally, that idea is infectious, it is contagious. Everyone you meet is rejecting themselves in some way. And never more so than when we're on the path to awakening, on the non-duality path, we judge ourselves even more harshly because we've seen this ideal standard and we're constantly comparing ourselves against this image of what awakening is, what we think it is. So giving yourself that gift first, your own body, mind, and then giving it to others is no higher service. And just because you're not with those beings physically right now that need your help doesn't mean you're not helping them. Maybe you're helping them more this way. Maybe right now, here, this is the best thing we can be doing for the entire cosmos. It's a big statement, isn't it? But it's nonetheless true. As I refuse to judge myself, a simple decision that I reinforce again and again and again. I'm not talking about my mind, because my mind will judge. That's what it does. It can't do anything other, and it's okay. But as I refuse to agree with that, then something begins to radiate out of me, where it's harder and harder for those body minds around me to do the same thing, to continue to judge themselves. So falling in love with yourself this way allows others around you to fall in love with themselves too. And that is a miracle in itself. Imagine just everywhere you go in normal situations, every day, you know, you take the kids to school, you go to work, you go to get some food shopping. Everywhere you go, you're facilitating someone loving themselves a bit more. You might never speak to that person, but you've changed their existence forever. There's something huge, isn't it? Absolutely enormous. And there is nothing more beautiful than a human being when they decide that they're going to like themselves. Nothing changes beforehand. I'm just going to like myself and love myself. And it just naturally begins to happen with others then. You can't help it. And that is the same power, the same thing that all these great saints and sages with these miraculous healing powers, that's all they did. They completely loved that person so much that they refused to believe there was anything ever that needed fixing about them, about their mind, about their body, about their existence. And in that kind of energy, the body mind has to fall into line, has to resonate and sing, vibrate and sing with that love and that compassion. It has to. There is no way it cannot. And that's happening here and now in this retreat. We're all beginning to sing together. And that effect becomes more and more profound. I'm not actually going to sing, don't worry. Nobody wants that. And it's possible in these few days to charge yourself up so full. That nobody's patterns in their own minds can survive your existence, you know? If you have a light bulb and you switch on, it has a dimmer switch, this light bulb, let's say, like these ones up here, and you switch it on just a little bit, it only really illuminates a little space around, just a tiny little space. And if you turn it up full, the whole room is full of light, the whole room. And there isn't anything else to do than this. This is it, isn't it? In its simplicity. This is the most important, but also the most urgent thing. What we can actually do for humanity as a whole. Because everything that we see that we would like to change, and I only mean everything, anything that's ever wrong in the future at all with what's going on in the planet, anything that's ever happened before, is only a symptom of someone who hasn't been able to love themselves completely. Because they haven't been taught how, they don't know. And our loving presence is only about 100 million times more powerful than the judgmental thoughts. Maybe 100 billion. So you can't stop someone having a judgmental thought about themselves. But you can stop their ability to believe it. Did you know you can be that powerful? Did you know that? So one of the things that gets asked of me very often these days is, what can I do to help the planet? And what can I do to help those around me that are suffering, struggling? And of course, that would be a question that's important, isn't it? Never more so than now in human history do we need to look at that question. There is a section in the Bible where there is this figure of 10 people. If I can find 10 righteous people, meaning awakened beings, then God would not destroy this town, this place where 10 righteous people live. So in a whole nation, 10 righteous people can stop the destruction that's happening. Only 10 out of a whole nation. Imagine what happens if that's 100 people in every nation. What would, instead of just offsetting humanity's innate somehow ability to destroy itself and everything around it, from the egoic level at least. And that 100 starts with one, doesn't it? One person. And by the way, that person is you. All of you. And before we go start listening to our mind that says, but I'm not there yet. I'm not in that place where I can be this presence clear enough. I would ask you to question that. Is that necessarily so? That right now already, you're not already emitting enough, radiating enough love to make a real difference. You may not be seeing the difference that you're already making, and that's different to the fact that it's not happening. It is already happening. We must be willing to see that. When I really, really finally stopped and looked at, questioned if I was already making a difference, I just was stunned and appalled. I hadn't seen any of it. I've been so blinkered in this idea that I wasn't there yet. These days it's kind of obvious, but I had to really stop and look and take that in. Is that actually already happening? Could I already be living the way that I'm so trying to get to make a difference in people's lives? Would you even notice that if it was already happening? Because it's easy to get caught up, isn't it, in this idea, focused on what's going on in this body-mind vehicle and processing that. And then using that as an excuse not to believe in your own light. But just because you're still working through some stuff in your own body-mind vehicle doesn't mean you're not already profoundly affecting those around you. But we are so powerful that if we don't want to see that, or we're convinced it's not true, we won't see it. We'll see the opposite. So again, it's no coincidence that this group of beings are in this retreat. You literally cannot get a hateful, spiteful person in the same room as a group of loving beings, or an unworthy being in the same room. Virtual room, physical room, same. And if you're here with me today, that means because you're vibrating in the same energy as me. It has to be. It's not like I'm somehow picking you all up and bringing you up to where you think you need to be. That's not what's happening at all. It's just becoming clearer that you're already resonating in a beautiful place. And we're only here to stop hiding our light under a bushel, or whatever the phrase is. Probably completely murdered that term. And one of the most shocking things for me was that how I thought it was totally wrong, totally wrong. I was so hell-bent on getting to the future point where I could finally help people. When my life is perfect, then I'll be able to be of use to others. When I've got rid of all of my own karmic patterns, then I'll be vibrating strong enough. I'll be being the presence enough to really make a difference. And I was so utterly, utterly wrong about that. And you're utterly, utterly wrong too. I hope you realize in the best way possible. Those beings around you that need your help, that were difficult to leave for retreats, those situations, they're in your life for a reason, because you have already the healing presence to help them. Not so that they can kind of push you forward to a place where you are that person then. But they're with you already because you are their healing safe place, because you're already free enough and conscious of that freedom. So we're only here to release and to let go of ideas that we're not really that, or that we're not really that with a capital T enough yet. Something like that, isn't it? Some kind of twist on that idea. What if the only thing that was stopping you from making a profound difference on the planet right now was your refusal to admit that that might already be occurring? When you're conscious of that fact, it really ramps up its power and your light spreads out exponentially. Living from and as a place where no being can challenge what you know to be true. What your heart already knows and your mind may never accept. It's okay. If you're sitting in your home watching this online or sitting in this room and you're having an epiphany right now of some sort, that's not just happening in the room that your body is sitting in. It's not just happening to one body-mind vehicle. If one of us here in this room has a breakthrough right now, that's not a separate event happening to a separate body-mind vehicle. That epiphany is happening everywhere and nowhere in particular. It's the self with a capital S realization. It's not one mind having an epiphany and breakthrough. It's really important to see it this way. If I sit here in my meditation, I have an insight and I love myself a bit more because of that. That self that I'm loving is the self that is everywhere. It's not just happening in one place. It's absolutely enormous. Took me a while to get my head around this, but no being ever anywhere has had an epiphany or an awakening that didn't simultaneously affect everyone, everywhere. It's not possible because you're not really a separate being. You could say there's only one awakening going on and it's more evident in some body-mind vehicles than others. Really, that's what's going on. So as we sit here and insist on loving ourselves more and seeing clearer where we're already at, that is lifting the entire species. And if we do that enough, we lift it to a place where it can no longer, it being the whole human species, entertain thoughts that just couldn't exist without separation, thoughts about hurting ourselves or others, taking things that don't belong, not sharing resources. Everything that we see going on that human beings can do to each other is physically impossible from a place without separation. How do I stop judging others? Well, it's enough to stop judging yourself and then to realize the implication that has. Myself is not just a body sitting in a room somewhere. But as we talk like this right now, the plants out there and the birds and the flowers and everyone are benefiting from it. Everything, every single atom, every subatomic particle in the entire cosmos is singing because of what we're doing here. Not just us, but every group in every retreat and every thing that's going on spiritually. Can you imagine how many people there are around the planet right now that are just letting something go and loving themselves a bit more? And there is a point where there are enough body-mind vehicles doing that, that it becomes impossible for everybody else to not do it, to continue to hate themselves or be afraid. To continue to reject themselves becomes impossible. Love is infectious, isn't it? That's why we're all here, if we're honest. It's a big, big love fest, isn't it, really? That's all this is. With some really yummy puddings. So I'm trying to help you to really acknowledge the importance of what's going on here, wherever you're attending from. And that far from what my mind said, which is that this is really selfish, taking 5 days out of my life to just be, and that I can't afford the money or the time to do it, that is the complete opposite. There is nothing more selfless that I could be doing right now. And after this time is over, we move back into our individual lives. We stay on retreat. We're continuously taking retreat with us wherever we go. It doesn't have to end. So I don't know how many countries are represented here in this retreat in total, but we must be well on our way to 10 in each country. 10 righteous beings. Righteous meaning only the right seeing. An absolute insistence that there is no good reason not to like myself at all. An insistence, a decision, a turning point. It is a complete decision. I'm going to do my best to be kinder to myself, and I'll watch that begin to happen with others. And I'm going to do my best to see that I might already be that miraculous being that I've been trying to become. I first had this idea in my mind, going, wow, you're crazy, you've really lost it now. It's like, there were so many things in my life at that point that needed changing, I thought, before. So many things, before I could help anyone else. But luckily, from somewhere inside, I found the courage to do this, to apply this that I'm talking about today. And I hope you are too. One of the great things about getting you all together for 5 days is you can't run away, right? I've got you for 5 days and I can tell you this again and again. Well, no one's run away yet, so let's just say. Did you lock the doors yet? I'm saying all of this because it can feel a momentous task to reach awakening in your own self. And it can feel an even bigger task to make the changes on the planet that need to be made today. Not right today, but, you know, right now, the changes that need to really begin to happen. I can feel a mountain to climb, uphill struggle. But it's really not. It's really only as hard as you are clear about who you already are. Did you know that your very existence is a miracle? Did you know that? You're not really a student or a seeker. That you're a divine essence of light taking the shape of a human being. Already. A miracle. With that divine essence taking the shape of a human being comes an ability to get really quite lost with some really crazy thoughts for a while. But then kind of beautifully to complete the circle and end up right back where we started. But awake to what we really are. I'm not in a process of becoming. I'm not. I'm in a state of being. And in that state of being, my body and mind continue to evolve and reflect this love compassion clearer, deeper. And if you have some doubt about this, it's okay. Of course, it's okay. When you go home, when you interact with those loved ones again, you will see a difference. There will be a difference because of the work you've done here. All of human existence is different because of the work you've done here. I wonder if we really get the impact of what we're doing here, really. But even before we even got here, the wish to deepen our own seeing, saying yes to retreats, made a huge difference on the planet, species wide. Every time a human being overcomes a karmic pattern and chooses love instead of judgment, that ripples out across eternity. And that ripple never stops, ever. It's not like a radio wave where it can only go so far before it loses its strength. It goes on infinitely. Imagine how many ripples we're sending out right now as we do this. Everything that needs to change today in the planet, everything that's going wrong, is a symptom only of separation thinking, not enoughness. Not enough safety, security, not enough resources, not enough power, not enough love, all of this. And it is absolutely your part to play in this. You're here now for a reason. You're here because you're already part of this revolution that's occurring. In a very ordinary way, we all take this back to our lives, to those around us. Maybe we don't say a word to anyone, but still our seeing, our love has impacted everything. For me, awakening was really more of a choice to remember that, to make an effort to remember that until it became automatic. That even this, I won't put it in the future. I won't do that. There is no goal in all of human existence that is more important than this. And honoring this within yourself. So much. Being willing to see so clearly what you already are that it begins to spill out the sides. There's just so much love in your body that you cannot contain it and don't want to. It doesn't mean you go around hugging people, you know, like in the airport, although I might have done that once or twice. It can be a very quiet, normal, ordinary thing, but nonetheless transformative. It's always quite amazing to me when I finish what I want to say and I look at the clock and there's a minute left. How does that happen? Thank you.